Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor podcast.
Yeah. Future Bachelor. You guys down? Let's go.
You ought to know. Tonight is the night to let it go. Just put on a show. I wanna see how you lose control. So leave.
Let's go!
My only, you won't be lonely, even if the sky is falling down. You'll be my only, no need to worry, baby. Are you down, 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 down?
I used to be able to sing this a little better.
Baby, are you down, 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 down?
Yo, are you down to start this show?
Hell yeah.
All right, let's go. Welcome to Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
And I'm Veronica.
And we talk about everything pop culture, dating, and Bachelor.
This episode, we are covering new music and collabs, Swifties who have too much time on their hands, and all the Bachelor Nation drama with Rachel Lindsay, Taylor Nolan, and the new After the Final the Rose host.
And this is episode 154. We're here. Had to start off with that jam. Fellow Indian pop singer. You know?
Okay, I just looked it up because I wanted to check what date that song was, like what year. And it was 2009 because I was like trying to place it in the timeline of my life.
Yep.
And
it's college for your boy.
And well, yeah, so high school for me. Mm. And I one of the like things when I looked it up because I did Down by Jay Sean, it was all like, is Jay Sean a doctor? And I guess he technically studied and trained at the Queen Mary School of Medicine and Dentistry in London as a doctor. So
yeah, so wow. Damn, he did everything an Indian boy should do. So
literally.
And he's got an English accent and shit. Like, what the hell? Not fair. But something to look up to, kids. Well, V, how are you doing since we started with Down? You know, that vibe got us going. What's been going on with you?
Wow, I love how you did that.
See, Jay Sean is not the only Indian, you know, singer out here that can put words together.
Okay. All right. But, you know, yeah. You know, I've been chilling like a villain. We did some patio drinking this past weekend. And I watched my friend Katie's cousin is a gymnast. She's like 19. She's like a national level gymnast. And they had one of the like big gymnast competitions that's like prior to like the Olympic trials on this past weekend. So I watched that with her because I used to like go to high school with people who are like gymnasts, like national level gymnasts and stuff like that. So I've always found it interesting because I could never do it. And then played some Among Us with some of my friends and I got my nails done. It was a pretty productive weekend. I ran a lot of errands, set up my balcony. So, you know, it was a good time.
Well, good for you. I'm happy for you. Yeah, no, thanks. I feel like I did a lot this weekend too. You know, I really started off with cutting Ray's hair, you know.
Indeed.
I have done the trilogy of my friends, you know.
The trilogy.
Yeah, and but plus myself, the fourth musketeer, you know, all for one. But you know, so
one
now
for all.
I successfully, you know, infiltrated the friend group and cut everyone's hair. Everyone seems happy. We had a great night that night. That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, we actually my sister's husband's sister was here in Atlanta.
I feel like I say that. Your brother-in-law's sister.
My sister's husband's sister. Yeah, my brother-in-law's sister. It's so funny. I don't know why it's so funny to say it like that. Yeah, she came out with her. I guess like he's a man, like her friend or boyfriend. I don't know. Like I don't want to.
He's a man who's her friend. You just said you are ridiculous.
I don't want to put her business out there. Like, I'm so bad at like breaking this down for other people. But anyways, yeah, we had a great time with them. That shit was awesome. And then on Saturday, I had like a day of outside, you know, frolicking in parks and
really, it was looked interesting.
What, you saw my day?
So like you first, the first thing I saw on your Instagram story was you alone dancing to some DJ playing in a park.
Yeah, yeah, that was what actually happened. You know, so this kid Matt Conti, who's actually my sister's ex, he lives here in Atlanta, and we're friends.
Everything comes back to your sister so far. Sister's husband's sister.
Yeah, this has been a weekend. Ex. Yeah, I mean. I guess, you know, people in her life want to see me too. So, or past life, I guess, as well. But he lives here in Atlanta. So we've always been like, you know, stayed in touch throughout the years and stuff. And he was like, hey, we're going to be like spinning some music at this empty park like today. You want to come? And I went, yeah. And so I just thought it was really funny because like, you know, there's this whole DJ setup and like there's six of us there.
Like a gazebo.
Yeah. Like there's six of us there. And I was just dancing, like, you know, giving this guy a show while he was giving me a show. And I really think, like, I'm going to make a music video to my next song exactly kind of like that in that feel because it was so cool. Like, and just, like, make it really dramatic and just, like, one person just, like in the crowd and just, you know, it'd just be funny. But anyways, so, yeah, I did that. And what else did you see?
And then I saw some, like... weird, it seems like a ceremony of some sort, but like I guess you wrote here in the outline random wedding. It to me it did not look like a wedding. It looked like some sort of other, it looked like some midsummer kind of ceremony shit, like I don't know.
Actually that's hilarious, and this should be called Midsummer the episode. But but I think like what had happened was my friend, after a long day, like, first of all, you were out with me the night before, and then I started up again pretty early and went into the night. It was a really long day, but I ended up...
seemed like it.
Yeah. I made it to my friend. She invited us over to, like her backyard, but apparently it's one of those backyards where the houses are huge. There's, like, four houses all connected in this inner backyard, and there's, like, apartments in all the houses, you know? So it's, like, a huge backyard and fenced. And this one of their neighbors was getting like married there, and I was just so confused the whole time. I was confused for the first like hour and a half I was there, but I had a good time. I had a really good time. So you know,
the first hour and a half, that's like a chunk of time to be confused. Like I don't think I could ever let myself go that long being confused because I'm neurotic.
Yeah,
like no. I would literally have to get to the bottom of it within the first 10 minutes.
I mean, probably what added to the confusion was like the long day drinking and the hungoverness and stuff, and I was just in a chair, just kind of like soaking it all in. But like I was very confused, and I wasn't the only one. Like I think I was just like couldn't get answers from all the confused people around. Like, you know, some people were just there for it. Some people were just there. They're like, what's happening?
This is bizarre, Sai.
Yeah, so that was great. And then, yeah, I just started up this puzzle I bought from David Dobrik, you know. You probably see it behind me. Do you see it?
I do see it behind you a little bit. I see the border.
It's a very hard puzzle. It's two colors, and it's got a bunch of pieces, and it's a big random QR code, and it's called the $100,000 puzzle because you can win up to $100,000 after you put it together.
If you win it, yeah. If you finish it.
Yeah, but the thing is, I thought like I would just hold on to it, you know, and be like, you know, maybe give it to my grandkids or something like
that. Yeah, it's like a collector item. Collector,
not even that. Just like one day you put it together and you win the $100,000. But no, I got this email like the other day. from David Dobrik, specifically for him, because me and him are like this.
Yeah, totally. So, just from him.
So David Dobrik, in the email, he goes, "Hey, Sai, thanks again for purchasing my, no, I mean, for opening up and doing the one I sent you, because you're such a great influencer." And I was like, "Wow, thanks, David." I was thinking in my head, I didn't respond to the email with my voice. But, and so, you know, David was going on to proceed that, like, you know, "I hope you finish the puzzle by the end of March, because April 1st a new puzzle will come out and you will have to like use an..." I'm like, wait, there's a deadline on this thing? So I should have been putting this thing together for like the whole, because dude, this is gonna take a long time. Like I started it yesterday. There's no like rhyme or reason to it. I've gotten kind of like a good thing going right now, a good process where it's like you just have to find one piece at a time, and I've like aligned every piece like around me in lines, and like I'm looking for a specific thing on each piece. It's the only way you can do this, because there's no, you can't look at the box and put it together and stuff.
I was about to say, I'm like, there's like no image to go off of, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So
it's just like you're just literally building a puzzle. You don't even know what it's supposed to look like.
So now this has consumed my next month. Every so often, I'm just going to be trying to find a piece, like, you know, and also doing pull-ups. So
there you go.
Yeah,
puzzles and pull-ups, you know?
You know.
You're exercising your arm muscles and your brain muscles.
Weird week, but... V, what are you watching?
All right. I started and finished watching The Bold Type, which is on Hulu. It's a couple years old, but it's probably like such a Veronica show. It's about three young women right around my age that work at Scarlet Magazine, which is supposed to be kind of like a Cosmo kind of magazine. And it talks about like their adventures and like, you know, they hold different roles. One of them's getting, the first episode has like one of them getting a promotion and the other one's like going for a different job. One of them's like the social media director, and like she's like just doing all this stuff and finds out that she likes women. And I'm like, dank, love that. And then one of them like has a relationship with a guy on the board of directors. And then one of them starts to have a relationship with the guy at like the men's health magazine who does like the sex column. It's a whole thing. It's great. It made me miss like when I used to go on trips in college with my magazine stuff. It made me miss like visiting all the Mizzou alums that work at magazines.
Oh, wow.
But it was cool. Liked it. It was a good, nice little ride of a show. And then I finally started WandaVision, which I'm excited about because I've been fully, you know, diving into the different theories, the Easter eggs, the things like that. Hell, I might find some way to read the comics, like House of M and the Fantastic.
What kind of Easter eggs are you talking about here? Because your boy is big into the MCU, and I would like to, don't, without spoiling like spoilers or anything like that.
So I guess like the first, like, I'm only like on episode 4 or 5, I think, right now. Mm-hmm. And I think episode, is it 8 or 9 that comes out this week? I think
it's one finale of them. 9.
Yeah. So I know like the first, I think like 1 through 4 or 5 are most, like, they have a lot of Easter eggs from Age of Ultron, a little bit of Civil War, and then Infinity War. And / Endgame. And so there's like a lot of different things like in the commercials or like different stuff that are elements just like throughout.
You still need to watch the episodes to come, because there's still a lot that will unfold in the episodes that are available.
Oh, I know.
But yes, it is a very good show. I definitely recommend WandaVision. Stick with it. Like the first couple episodes, you're like, what is going on? But like, there's the bigger picture, and if you haven't seen it yet, you get to watch it all in, like, you know, episodes. It's like pretty much one long Marvel movie. So
yeah,
I'm really,
no, I've been loving it. I mean, we're both big MCU people, so I've been liking it a lot, and I have a lot of friends that like to talk about this kind of stuff and nerd out about it, and that's why I'm like, I'm out here being like, what comics can I read?
And
like,
once,
I love that.
And once
shit.
In a while in the episodes, they have a post-credit scene. So keep a lookout for those.
I have been literally watching through the end of the end of the credits.
Because they got like three different credits. Like it'll turn to like another kind of credit scene.
It's literally
silent.
Like 6 minutes of credits. Yeah. I saw it. I looked at it. Six minutes.
So look forward to seeing my name in one of those things one day. But Amen. You watch anything else?
We both watched SNL, it looks like.
Yes.
I didn't. I don't think either of us watched it when it aired, unless you did. But I definitely
no, I didn't. I didn't think it was that good.
I didn't think it was that good either. We all know why I watched. Because
oh my god! First of all, let me say this: not a big fan of Spaceman. That's like okay, the dumbest concept I've, and the dumbest song. Like
okay, I don't like the song that much. It sounded like some of the other songs that he's coming out with would be. It sounds like a little bit better. So I'm interested for that, but the best like parts of that whole episode were the like watch the girls who were all like he's away, we're gonna watch murder mystery stuff, like that's accurate. And then I'm like trying to think if there's another good sketch. Like
he just isn't funny. Like I just like I don't even think he's that great of an actor.
Like I mean, he's a theater boy. He's been on Broadway since he was like 8. So I'm going to say no to that, but
I don't know. I don't give a shit if you're on a theater or whatever. To me, as a viewer, like I don't think he's acting that well. Like I think he's been also pushed into like this state of being like some like heartthrob or something that I don't think he necessarily is, like, you know.
Okay, well, he's definitely a heartthrob. He's been a heartthrob since he was 12. But
I'm just saying like this is me. Like I'm telling you right now, you can disagree with me about Ariana Grande's album flopping when I thought it wasn't that great. You guys are like, oh, she doesn't have to do anything. But these are the things I see as like a consumer, as someone that sees, you know, Spaceman. It's like, dude, what the hell is Spaceman? Like, I can't believe he actually sat there and was like telling people like Priyanka Chopra, like, yeah, I got this idea. It's called Spaceman. And no, like,
he wasn't. I'll get into that later in our quick hits. But anyways,
well, I just the whole thing, it just sounds so dumb. And like, we already got a Rocket Man. Why would you mean a Spaceman now? Like, the song wasn't even like that's. He said that like pretty much like 75% of the song. He said Spaceman. Yeah. I just get kind of like offended when people don't do good on Saturday Night Live. It's like, don't take the double duties then, man. Like, you know, I don't know. Like some people are meant to just be the musical host and some people are meant to like, you know, do that. Like, I just don't think his the funniest part of the show is actually his brother. Like, and
oh yeah,
the
when Kevin popped up, I loved that.
And the reference to Umbop. That was the funniest part and it wasn't
yeah,
even
that him. Was good. Well, because yeah, it seems like right now Nick is doing, he's got his solo album coming out and then he
also
another
he doesn't
solo
stand
album.
Out to me in the Jumanji movies either. Like for someone
no, he's
that's,
not supposed to, but
are you serious? He's like the only other person besides like I mean he ends up I don't know. I just like he just
feels
very
like an
lackluster.
Auxiliary character in those movies.
He's very lackluster. Mm-hmm. Like I wanted to support him since like Jealous. You know what I'm saying? But even they made the joke on there. They're like, so what is Cake by the Ocean? He's like, that's actually not my song. It's like, well, you should make a song like that.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
But
that was
yeah,
my rant.
No.
And rant.
And he's got another movie coming out with Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley. So, which those are all three big, you know, that's like him.
Man.
And then like a star of MCU stuff. And then
Tom
a star
Holland's
of like
great
the new Star
actor,
Wars.
Though. That's a great actor to me.
Yeah, I love Tom Holland. Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
We'll see how he holds up next to Tom Holland. We'll see.
But what else have you been watching, Cy?
Well, I haven't been really watching that much, but I have watched There's Something About Mary. It's like kind of like I forgot about that movie, like what the hell the premise of it all and like all these guys just I mean, first of all, I get why in this weird world they're all obsessed with, you know, Cameron Diaz cuz she's like the hottest ever in that movie. But it's just like it's so funny how like the different levels of creep a guy can be and like the justification all of them have for it. It's just really funny. If you haven't seen it, There's Something About Mary, classic, but always a goodie. But why don't we get into something I like to call, I don't know, quick hits?
What do we got? All for hits? Right. This past weekend was the Golden Globes. It's officially award season, which feels weird. But it is. And the Golden Globes, as we know, horrible ratings. Nobody watches these shows. And also the Golden Globes has, you know, they have like maybe 90 people on the committee. They're all white and old people, like even the hosts, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey made fun of the fact they're all like this is bullshit. And it was weird because, you know, it was Zoom. Everybody was like, you know, phoned in pretty much. They were doing it bi-coastal. So Tina Fey was in the Rainbow Room in NYC. Amy Poehler was in the Beverly in LA. And it was bizarre. There was a lot of like technical difficulties. It was not done well. The best parts of it were when Chadwick Boseman's wife had to accept the award for best actor in a drama for him. I cried like a little baby. I was like doing chores around the house and I just put it on for background noise and was sobbing. So that's cool. That's fine. Whatever. And then Nomadland, which I have not watched, but is on Hulu, and it literally popped up like the next time I went to Hulu, like right after the Golden Globes were done. I was like, damn, these things are smart, as being like, you know, award winning. But that won a lot of different awards, and it was like one of the only like women of color who directors who's won that kind of award before. So, you know, just it was very pandemic-y. Some of the stars were super dressed up, full glam, did the whole thing to be on Zoom. Then there's people like Jason Sudeikis, who was in a tie-dye hoodie, seemingly high.
You know, like, you know, first of all, you know, it's not good when they're stealing bits from Future Bachelor, like the whole reaching over the screen bit we did a year ago.
We did that like a year, literally a year ago, like literally a year ago.
And then they got that like creepy wall of people watching or something. Did they do that?
Yeah, they're all like, hey, guys, blah, blah, blah.
Anyways, yeah. So what else we got?
All right. So this actually happened like right last week, probably right as this our last week's episode was coming out, but Lady Gaga's dog walker was shot while walking her three French bulldogs, Koji, Gustav, and Asia. And the people who shot her dog walker managed to kidnap Koji and Gustav. They've been safely returned by someone who has been assessed as being uninvolved and unassociated with the kidnapping, which, okay, I don't know if I believe that. But her dog walker was in the hospital. He, like, got shot. He's doing okay now, but, like, that's horrifying. He thought he was going to die. Like, that's insanity. Like, what are people doing out here? Like, who did? I don't know.
Too soon? Dude, anytime we can use that drop.
That and the cat. We've been using the cat one a lot lately.
Yeah, I mean, we're cat people, I think, so.
I am not. I hate cats.
Okay, well, anyways, good for Lady Gaga. She got her dogs back. This news right here is very exciting. The Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars band, super, what are they called? They're called like
Silk Sonic.
Silk Sonic.
Ooh, okay. Hey, this is going to be sexy.
Yeah, this is going to be something crazy. I mean, this has the potential of being a classic. Hopefully it is. I don't know, though. I just feel like I like Anderson .Paak.
I love Bruno Mars.
I'm a huge fan of Bruno Mars. You know that. So yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting thing to see. Like, you know, they've done things, or people have done things in the past, like Gnarls Barkley and stuff. And, you know, where these like super groups. So, that's interesting, and it'd be interesting to see in the future if they add somebody else. Who would you think like would be a good addition to Silk Sonic if it's not just a duo, a trio?
I don't know. I'm like looking at who they've both done stuff with. Like they've done stuff with in the past, like Rick Ross, Nas, Big Sean, you know, Ed Sheeran, Gucci Mane. Like there's so many random, like they've really run the gamut of like collabs with like on singles and stuff. So I don't know. Who would be like, who could round it out, since we love a third musketeer.
What about a Frank Ocean?
Yeah.
That'd be or Miguel. I love Frank. Miguel.
Ooh. Okay. Or if we wanted to get kind of like depression with it, some Kid Cudi. Like, could add a different element.
Okay. Well, yeah.
But,
Any news around that? Like, they got a single coming out, I think, this week or something.
Yeah, their first single comes out on Friday, March 5th. And then I think that I don't think they've announced the full release date yet. If the single's coming out on Friday, I'm guessing the full album will either come out by the end of the month or maybe like in a month or two.
Okay. Okay.
That's my guess.
Well, what else we got?
All right. As we were talking about earlier, Nick Jonas has his full album, Spaceman, coming out March 12th. I guess he wrote it. The whole idea is he felt isolated because his wife was out in Germany filming The Matrix and whatever. And so that's where he's getting all of that. I'm interested to hear more of the other songs on the album. Also, like, this does, much like Kevin said on SNL, this does worry me because it's been like 2 years since like when Sucker was released and stuff like that, when the Jonas Brothers came back. So I'm like, yo, are the Jonas Brothers like done again? Like, where are we at? No, like, dude, what's happening?
Nick Jonas just uses his brothers to do his own shit and to spin more movies like off like while he's solo. And then when that starts slowing down, it's Joe Bro time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, technically, when they started the whole band, it was because they wanted, like, a record label wanted just Nick.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not going to do it without my bros.
Yeah, so. But technically, like, I think the appeal of three boys, like, what made it a boy band, you know, and Hysteria. Like, I've seen it happen when I was young. Hanson did the same thing.
Yeah.
But, like, Taylor never went solo. And if Taylor was solo, like, I just don't think, like, it would have been, like, the same thing. Like, three brothers with, like, long hair, you know, playing instruments. I don't know. I just see the formula. But I might be a little hater on Nick Jonas right now. I don't know
you
why.
You kind of are. And I'm obviously biased the other way because I forever love him. I used to have, you know, the Tiger Beat posters of him on my wall. So that's my man's right there.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I'm hating. Well, what else we got?
And then other new music is Maroon 5.
You know, I'm just hating now. I'm just joking.
Maroon 5 released a new song like today, I believe.
So like, I feel like if you like get a number one single on the Billboard, the next thing you have to do is like do a collab with Maroon 5. It's like almost like if you win the like the Bachelorette or something like that.
And especially and like Megan Thee Stallion's just like so hot right now. Yeah. I mean, she's been hot, but like she's just like. Her lyricism is incredible, and she adds a little bit of something. I haven't actually listened to the song. It's called Beautiful Mistakes, but I mean, I wonder if it's going to be anything like Girls Like You that he did with Cardi B, but that seems like that was more poppy, and I think this is supposed to be a bit more pop rocky. So,
what do you think about Meg Thee Stallion's new boyfriend?
I know she has a hot boy. I mean, good for her. Okay. She's out here. If, you know, she's doing her thing. I'm just happy it's not, like, someone gross. Like, remember when there was that picture of, like, G-Eazy, like, all, like, wormed up around her that one time?
I've seen something exactly like that. Like, she was wearing some crazy makeup, and he was, like, licking all up on it and being like, this makeup. I don't know. It's just nasty. First of all, I hate makeup, but, like, that's just me. I would never want to, like, eat it and have it all over my mouth. But, I mean, that's probably going to... Girls are like, what?
All right. Anyways.
Well, what made you go yikes besides me hating makeup?
Yeah. So the Swifties are back in full force, especially with... you know, Taylor's full re-release album, you know, it's coming. And they really went in hard off of this new Netflix show called Ginny and Georgia that did, I will say, it made a very, like, lazy and misogynistic joke where the one character, Ginny, who's supposed to be, like, a teenager dealing with, like, kind of, like, you know, a rough relationship with her mom, she made a joke being all, like, you run through, like, men quicker than Taylor Swift, which that's, like, first of all, the joke is dated. It's like from 2010. Like, let's get over it. And it is misogynistic. Like, that's like just basic slut shaming. But the Swifties went in and just started to totally downrank every way that they could Ginny and Georgia on like Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb, like anything that you could like sending awful comments, saying all this stuff, like going nuts. They're probably gonna go after Degrassi, The Next Class. Next, because that's also up on Netflix right now, and they made a similar, you know, similar joke about Taylor Swift. So that's gonna get, you know, somewhere. And then also, John Mayer made his debut on TikTok, and he like he's, I feel like he should have just stuck to his like little Instagram show and the shit that he does there, because TikTok is, the Swifties are out and about ready for him. They're like, yo, this isn't a safe place for you, because he like used an audio that had the song that's technically written about him, and people are all like, she was only 19, you were 32 when you dated her, like, she's not even the same, she's not even as old as you were when you dated her, like, blah blah blah, like, people
sounds
are like
they're age shaming.
People are going after her. Like, the Swifties just really are out here ready, like, thirsty for blood, like, oh, and God. it's just,
what losers.
It's just, I mean, I agree that the Ginny and Georgia joke was, it is lame, and oh, it's like, God, really dumb, but yeah.
I mean, that's just so dumb. Like, if someone were to be like, you say that about me, I'd be like, haha, yeah. I mean, it's not even like slut shaming, I don't feel like. I mean, it's like you have, like, your whole career is based off of like songs that you've written about your exes. Like, that's kind of like the Taylor
it
Swift
is slut
joke.
Shaming though, by like saying that you run through men quicker than Taylor Swift, that's like more misogynistic. It's more like, it's like, you know, you, it's hating women, it's not like supporting.
But
her.
I'm just saying though, like, would it be the same thing if they said it about, like, I don't know, a guy?
If they were like, you run through women quicker than John Mayer and his
yeah,
thing,
yeah, yeah.
I
mean, you run through men like
that wouldn't
John
be,
Mayer
that
runs
would be
through
slut
women.
Shaming, yeah.
That'd be slut shaming?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if John Mayer's fans would take it the same way. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's also, that has to play with like toxic masculinity and how women can't, like, women can be sexualized but
I'm
can't
just
be
saying,
sexual.
Like, John Mayer's fans are not
just
men because he's a man. Like, John Mayer's
I'm just
fans
saying.
Are women.
No, I'm just saying. Like, that's why.
And women like, love John Mayer too, so, you know, he wouldn't be running through women if they, like, women didn't love him. All right, well, why don't we get into our Bachelor week, which was a very, you know, odd week, I feel like, after even just reading about, you know, a lot of the stuff that was happening in background, just odd things that, like, the show is doing right now, which I feel like is, you know, what would happen after, you know, the weeks they've had, you know, with the franchise and stuff, and, you know, what the future of it will be. But I don't know. We'll see if any train is going to be slowing down after these weeks. But where do we start, V?
Do we want to start with just, like, all the news and then do, like, quick Women Tell All? Or what do you want to do?
Let's do Women Tell All first.
All right. Women Tell All. It's my least favorite episode. I always say that I hate the limo episode. But really, Women Tell All, especially for this season, gives me absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
it
was
just
this was rough. Like, I kind of I caught up on your tipsy talks and I felt the same way. And as a guy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's when a guy is all like, ugh, like, you know, like at the girl on girl drama and just how much no one actually felt like they've grown, you know what I'm saying? And also just like the format of the show just kind of still like Chris feels like he's like prodding these girls. I don't know.
Well, and he, like, asked, like, the questions he was asking was just, like, he's, like, so, like, why does this make you emotional watching yourself in this car being dumped, like, and crying? Like, why does that make you, like, I don't know, Chris. Like, this is trauma. Like,
I know. I was waiting for any of them to say an answer like that. like. You like, know, the most, like, the most ridiculous reactions were, like, right when he would bring them up. First of all, calling it the hot seat, like, they've done something wrong. And then they get up there and they show, like, a reel of just, like, how you lost. And then they're just, like, and then they're smiling and they're, like, so how does that make you feel? And it's, like, not good. Like, you know, but.
Yeah, no.
It's just really awkward. But what were, like, the standout things that kind of happened in this episode?
The standout things is that, you know, they kind of continued the whole Victoria drama. Victoria seems to have not learned a damn thing. Mm-hmm. Her self-awareness is still non-existent. She pretty much was saying, like, you know, she was doing the best she could in the circumstances. And I'm like, is the best you could, like, calling people, like, awful names and saying that people are disgusting? Like, I really, like, that's trying. Like, if that's the best you can do, like, that's saying something. Like, how bad could you get then?
Yeah, she was just trying to deflect and also like try to say everyone's getting backlash from the show. And it's like, that's not true, actually. The show is getting backlash because of like part of like what you're doing. And I really didn't agree with, I agreed with like still with Katie about going and talking about it because it stopped a lot of the shit. Like it kind of like fast forwarded to like, all right, enough of this bullshit. Let's get
it. Like brought it to a head, which I think was necessary. And like some of the other girls, even at the like at the women tell all, were all like, you started the drama, Katie. Like you brought it, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, how else were we going to, just keep talking about it on the side? She's like, I had to bring it up.
What I did notice about Katie, though, she didn't really show bachelorette qualities, I guess. I didn't really see it.
I felt like she wasn't campaigning.
No. Not even that she wasn't trying to campaign. It was just like she wasn't ready for it. Because what I got out of it were maybe her intentions were, she was a little in her head, like, I am looking better than these girls and stuff like that, especially when I'm like exposing them for being brats and bitches, you know? And I don't know, like necessarily who knows whose motivation is what and when you're in that process, but I don't know. It seemed like a lot of the girls were upset with her. And maybe it's like there's still more mean girls in the group that like were actually exposed, you know? That one black girl with the blonde hair, she seems to be very opinionated in things and you know, speaking up, and not saying that that's like a bad thing, but it seemed like she was friends with some of the people and defending some things or putting it on others.
It kind of upset me because I liked Chelsea, but like I felt like she was defending kind of like some of the indefensible people. Like I was like, why are you defending like, you know, Victoria and some of these other bullies? Like, I just don't get it.
All these people are learning to like watch like what they say or how they come off, or you know, like speak less. But some girls, like, they just can't help it. Like, they didn't get enough shine on the show, and they feel like this is their chance to. And they've got like a little bit of like social media notoriety, where like they're like they feel empowered to like speak up. And when the show really didn't center around you too much, we see it every you know. Men tell all, women tell all. Somebody random that you didn't see on the show that much is the one speaking up and like accusing people of stuff. But regardless, someone that did actually stand out for bachelorette campaigning was what's her name?
Abigail.
Abigail, yeah. She definitely stood
out. My girl. I love her. I mean, she's my favorite. She's the most genuine. She came out straight with her feelings and got screwed over by Matt. I'm like team Abigail left and right.
Anyone is deserving of another chance at love, it's definitely her. She was robbed. Like genuinely robbed of it. Like, you know, not just because other girls took time and shit like that, because she wasn't given time and kind of strung along for a whole, like the time she was there. So, I'd be interested to see if they last second end up picking her, especially with all the rumors of Katie being the bachelorette and being picked. Like, they always do something crazy at the end just to. And I think that's the best bet they got going to have people return to watch a bachelorette.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's just, I felt like this Women Tell All, the thing that pissed me off the most about it is that they had all of these, like, they showed so much, like, of these deleted dates that like would have shown so much more personality, even though some of them like seemingly stupid, like eating pancakes and chugging beer seems like, what good does that do for, you know, actually getting to know somebody? But like the fact that they completely cut the whole JoJo and Tayshia like date and everything from like airing.
Do we have any like inkling of why they did that?
I have absolutely no idea. And I think it really just comes down to like how production wanted to really like, I think production did us dirty this season by really focusing on the bullshit, like petty girl drama with like the Victorias and the MJs and that kind of stuff. Instead of like, actually, like, I feel like we've been talking about this for like weeks now where we haven't really seen like any real connections being formed with people or like actually learning anything about these women and or Matt. Like, I feel like we know nothing about Matt and his personality. Like, I had somebody who's a newer watcher of Bachelor be like, Matt's such a boring Bachelor, and I'm like, honestly, like, I've seen his other content. I don't think he's boring. I just think we're literally not seeing any of his personality in the show. Like, we're not being shown any, like, real connections with him or anything along those lines.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good point, and I could agree with that. I was also just looking up, like, what Abigail's heritage, like, you know, was, and I guess she's Asian, which is another plus for her, like, you know, being like,
is she really, is she part Asian?
Well, I'm looking at a picture of her family who looks like all of them except for her look like white, but I don't know, in the subreddit it looks like someone that might have known her said that like her birth father is Korean descent and he's not really involved in her life. So
interesting.
And I don't know if she actually said something like that about her father leaving, or like scared of, like, you know, the challenges of you know, having a kid that's you know, ends up being deaf and stuff, and you know, how affected her. So, you know, I don't know. So that'll be interesting if she actually becomes a bachelorette. And then also the stuff with the two girls with the escort rumors and stuff.
Yeah, with Brittany and Sarah, which it just was, I just felt like once again that was handled poorly. The way like Chris was all like, this is crazy, like town, like I can't believe, like, but it's the stigmatizing the sex work for me. It's the way everything was handled. Like, I felt like Brittany handled herself pretty well, being like, you know, like, I have nothing against that industry, but that's just not me, and I wouldn't, like, I don't need people using that kind of thing as a rumor against me in a bad way. And I think, you know, whatever, she did fine. But it was just once again like Anna, who was like the one who kind of started that rumor within the house, was just like, I feel bad, I'm sorry, and Brittany's like, thanks for nothing, bitch, like, like, yeah, what is that supposed to do for me? So, but yeah,
I also saw that the girl, what's her name, from Colton's season was there, but they cut her out of...
Yeah, so Heather was seemingly... we didn't see anything from Heather. It doesn't look like Sarah Trott, like, who was the one who had the dad... who has the dad, you know, who's sick and whatever. It didn't seem like she was there. I'm guessing either... These are my theories, I don't know. I'm guessing, like, if they had Heather, they probably just had her come in... face the women. Maybe that was just shitty, or maybe it wasn't good enough television, who's to say. And then, and or I wonder if they brought in Sarah like later. Okay, you know, and
I'm
like,
not gonna lie, like, I watched this like and I passed out. It's just been a long week. And what happened at the end with homegirl that sent herself home and all that?
Serena?
Yeah,
I mean, she like kind of said a couple it wasn't really memorable for me. It was just like, she was like, you know, like, I wish the best for Matt and like whatever. Like, it literally wasn't much to say, I don't think, out of like her. Like, she was like, yeah, sometimes I think about like what would have been different if I stayed. But like, I knew like in my heart, and like, I think Matt said, being like, you know, like, I'm happy you made the right decision for you and like whatever. Like, there wasn't like anything deeper that they like got into about reasoning.
With him being on the show, anything special about him besides his beard?
The sick beard, which everyone's like being all like, that looks like a breakup beard. That looks like he's not with whoever potentially wins the show.
I mean, that's so very observant. I would agree with those type of sentiments, but I mean, maybe, I don't know, her apologies have been coming off like really well from what I can tell online.
Oh, so you're saying that you think he ends up with Rachel and you think that they're still together?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I don't think they're still together if that's who he ends up with. But that's my prediction.
Well, I mean, it's not like they can really hang out that much, like, right now. So whether or not he's broken up beard, like, he probably just rocking the beard, you know, at the skate park.
Well, I mean,
park.
Yeah, he's been, obviously, that beard takes a while to grow, but, or not. Who's to say? I don't know what his, like, his hair growth is like. But,
it's a quarantine beard. I mean,
yeah, a corn beard. So, I don't know, but let's move along to some of our other news from Bachelor Nation this week, because it was a big, big, big week. Rachel Lindsay has been getting so much harassment and hate on the internet because for some people, people are riding and dying with Chris Harrison and blaming her for canceling him, even though she didn't do a damn thing. She just asked him questions. He did it to his damn self on the interview with her. Like, she pretty much sat back and said, go for it, Chris. Like, I don't, like, and she's even come out on her podcast and in other things saying, like, you know, I'm not here to cancel anybody. I'm not here, whatever. Like, I'm here to hold people accountable if that is what needs to be done. But, like, I like, whatever. But she had to deactivate her Instagram because she was like, yo, like, this is too much negativity, which that's, like, so upsetting to see, like, because she is obviously.
Whatever, though. Everyone needs to, like, probably delete their Instagram once in a while because of negativity. On her level, I'm not saying I disagree with her because I agree with everything, you know. Yeah. But I think I just, like, I'm just speaking for just reality. I think people are just, like, there's always going to be people that just hate people that just, like, have to, like ruin something. Like, you know, and it doesn't even matter if it's ruined for the good or bad. Like, people are just going to hate on that. Like,
yeah,
it's just the opposite. Like, it's the opposing side. So it's, like, right now there is.
Yeah, but, like, people were coming after her, like, with more than just, like, whatever, like, you know, like, I disagree.
They were, I have, like, no idea how they were coming at her, but I just do know that there is a culture right now that hates cancel culture. It doesn't even matter what it is. It's just, like, stop trying to cancel things, like, you know, and it's not like I don't agree with like, you know, any of that stuff, but, like, it's more of people are just like, why do we have to keep speaking up about things and stuff? And I think that's kind of where Rachel Lindsay falls into a lot of that hate. And there's people that have been canceled.
Because people just don't want to be held accountable for their shitty actions. Yeah. And she'll do that. That's the problem.
People that have been canceled that, like, are enjoying that type of kickback on cancel culture, you know, and using that to kind of be like, yeah, you know, cancel culture, I didn't do anything wrong, you know. And I do feel like that's what Chris Harrison was doing. I personally feel like that's what he was doing. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't even think Rachel Lindsay was necessarily trying to do anything. Like, she was just like, it was just, it like wasn't. The timing of everything. She was the one there and then had to, like, kind of talk about the fallout. And I don't know, like, I seen her, like, her talk about it on live, like, you know, or, you know, shows that she's, you know, done it. And she's very, like, scripted and, like, precise about what she says. I mean, that's, like, what a lawyer would do, you know. Say, be very clear and distinct. But, you know, also it comes off like, damn, did you just, like, are you, like, against Chris Harrison? Like, you meant to do this? So if you're not a super fan and read into all this stuff and you're just one of those people that, you know, will get online and just, you know, give a show, like, 2 tomatoes or something like that. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Like, it's crazy out there. But I feel for her. She shouldn't have to, like, delete her Instagram. But for anyone that feels like they're getting any type of negativity from a social media app, they should just delete it. And, you know, yeah. I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing these days, like, what we're dealing with. But, yeah, I mean, so what's going on? Like, is she going to come back? Is she still potting? What's the deal?
So she took a break from the Bachelor Happy Hour podcast that she does with Becca Kufrin.
So is Becca still doing it, or is it just?
I don't know if they're still, like, I didn't check into that, but I just know that she's taking a break from it. I think she's still doing her Higher Learning podcast with Van Lathan, which makes sense because that one's they kind of discuss this kind of shit. Yeah. But
it looks like she's still in high spirits. Like, I seen clips from recent episodes of that podcast, and she seems like fine. So,
yeah, I mean, no, I think she's doing, like, you know, she's doing what she needs to do. And I think she's doing great about that. And, like, she was asked to comment on all this stuff that just came out about Taylor Nolan, who was on her season as well. They were both on Nick Viall's season. She was, you know, Miss Emotional Intelligence, because there was a whole bunch of tweets that surfaced from her from 10 years ago of, like, her using different slurs against Jewish people, like Muslim people, Asians, using the F word.
What,
like,
the hell
using
were
the F-word.
People doing online 10 years ago? I just don't understand, like, what the hell, like, my random post. Sorry, I'm eating up some nuts, guys, but.
Yeah, you love them nuts.
How about you shut up? But yeah, no, I mean, like, what is it with people from, like, 10 years ago that they're, like, just, like, straight up saying racist stuff. Like, mine are just, like, crazy. Like, I should probably go back and see, because they're so crazy that... No. I think I remember one specifically. Like, it was, like, why is Bank of America raising their, like, transaction fees and stuff? And I was like, when the hell did I ever care about Bank of America's transaction fees? Like, yeah, I should go check that out. But anyway.
Well, but she, yeah, like, her tweets were literally, like, Cold Stone is all, like, F words, like, Jews, and, like, whatever. What? Like, it was just, like, all, like, this crazy
shit. So what is she talking about now? Like, she, well, like,
and that's the reason why people, you know, kind of went in on her, because, like, she's always been quick to call out and, you know, provide resources and hold other members of Bachelor Nation accountable for, like, racism, intersectionality, feminism, like, sex positivity, whatever. And so she did, like, an apology, like, a Instagram video, Instagram TV video, I believe, apology, like, about the tweets. But she was all like, you know, I kept those tweets because they were part of my journey. And, like, they're whatever, like, obviously they're wrong and they're this or that. And then she tried to, like, twist her apology into, like, being about, like, you know, BIPOC and, like, being whatever, which it was like, girl, like, you fucking were offending the LGBTQ community and these Asians, like, Jews. Like, this is, like, totally different. She was trying to be all, like, you know, as a black woman, like, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, yeah, you do experience racism and things like that. And that's your... totally valid in that, but it's like her apology was not great, in my opinion, and it looks like she took down all of the tweets now. But it's like, and I guess Rachel Lindsay was like, commented on it, being like, you know, once again, I'm not here to cancel anybody, and she's like, and I've grown to become closer with Taylor over, you know, the past couple of years, especially with, like, you know, different race things in Bachelor Nation. And she's like, and you know, I think she needs to be held accountable for what she said. And I think, you know, she's apologizing, but I think she needs to, like, come out with, like, how she's actually grown from these and, like, what steps she took to, like, be from there to now where she thinks she is and, like, what she's doing. Because she's like, otherwise, like, what work is she putting in? Like, what is this journey she talks about? And I was like, yeah, that's real. If she's going to be out here holding other people, if Taylor's going to be out here holding other people accountable.
How much work does it take, though, for one to, like, maybe have a conversation with someone and, like, you know, and be like, you know what, like, that is stupid way of thinking, and then be able to change from the next day?
Like, well, like, I feel like, you know, being, like, anti-racist, anti, like, homophobic and all those different things, especially, like, if you grew up in the society that we've all grown up in, that, like, the default is kind of, like, microaggressions. I think it's continuous work unless you know, I don't know. I don't think anybody's perfect in that sense.
Yeah. I mean, I just wonder if it's something, like, just growing up and learning and being like, yeah, that was, like, stupid stuff that, like, there's a bunch of things I don't do when I was, like, a kid or younger or 19 or something like that. I don't know. It's just, it's a weird world, because I do believe people can stop being away.
And I agree.
And I don't think they need to, like, do crazy amount of work to understand that something is inherently wrong. Like, you know, maybe it's, you got punched in the mouth once for saying something and you just are like, yeah, I'm never going to, like, that was just stupid. Like, you know, I don't know. But any other news coming out of Bachelor Nation?
Yeah, so they picked a new host for after the final rose, because as we know, Chris Harrison will not be hosting it. And that, I think, probably films soon, if not already is in filming or whatever. But it is going to be Emmanuel Acho, who was a former NFL player, and he's, you know, author and host of the online series that blew up, especially with all the Black Lives Matter movements and stuff happening last summer, called Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. So I think he's a great person to host this. He's got a ton of, like, hosting experiences with different shows and things like that, because he's an analyst on Fox Sports. And obviously he hosts his own series of those shows that I was talking about. So,
but is he a Bachelor fan?
I mean,
see, this is where it's falling apart for me. It's like, yo, if this, I just, it's like, yeah, great that they got this guy hosting it and stuff like that. But like, it's just, it feels like another, like, I don't know. There's nothing that these guys can do right, I feel like, right now. Like, there's nothing like they can do right without like some type of scrutiny.
Well, so people think that it's actually better that he's has no ties to the franchise, because then he can just be kind of like a, you know, outside host, like, a, you know, without any bias.
Yeah. I really wonder what the conversation is going to look like on that.
Yeah. Well, and then so I've seen a lot of TikToks about how like the GOP, NFL, and Bachelor are all interconnected. Like they kind of like a lot of like the GOP like kind of has like supported different things with keeping the Bachelor white as hell and conservative. And then the NFL, how many contestants have come as like former NFL players or whatever. And they've definitely like siphoned into that, and it's like all these things are sort of connected, so it's like better that they're not like getting, you know, this kind of like NFL player, former NFL player and host and commentator involved than, I mean, like, I don't know, somebody else, like, I don't know, like fucking Ben Roethlisberger, who abuses people. But
well, I'm sure he's gonna do great. And then I sent you that thing today about yes, Bachelor in Paradise
in Canada.
Yeah.
Yes, hey. Don't you know? Hey.
Yeah, I mean, I was on Instagram and I saw what's them names from Bachelor Kevin. Winter Games. And Homegirl.
I forget her name.
And I thought they were actually going to step away from the franchise, like, which is funny because like, I thought they were the ones that were like, yeah, I don't want anything to do with the franchise now. But They
promoted this show, I guess.
Yeah,
but
they did. And it's interesting because they're going to do Bachelor in Paradise, but kind of like bring in from any of the franchises, whether it's the U.S. or Australia or something like that. So anybody can show up. But the cool thing that they're doing here is now like random people can actually just come on the show. And this is actually, this is cool. This
yeah,
is
a- they're casting like in Canada for like just singles and stuff, because it's going to be at like a secluded lake in Canada.
Yeah, so I think that's definitely a cool aspect. You don't even have to be on the other shows to try to join this one. And this would be the funnest show to actually do.
Plus, Canada's beautiful.
And what I like about having new people come on the show, which if they ever do one back in America, they should do the same thing here. Just like new people. Because
yeah,
'cause you can pick hot people, but then also like, it makes the hot people from the show feel,
and then
not
we
as
don't
hot.
Get like any stagecoach drama or any of that bullshit, you know, like none of that shit's happening.
I love it. All right, well, that's all the Bachelor news we have this yep. week, correct?
That's all I got.
That's all she wrote. Okay, well, why don't we get into our slapper of the week? V, why don't you tell us about it?
I know nothing about this song.
I know. That's why I did that. Well, I actually, I've been listening to this song a lot. I found it on a video. You know, there's this guy that like always plays with like hyenas and tigers on like Instagram. I don't know his name, but
okay.
He had this song in the background. I was like, oh, that's a dope ass song. Like while he's like playing with this tiger, could kill us at any time. And the song is really good. And I did a little research on it, and it came out in 2017, but it's a really good bop, and it's a slapper. It's called Only You, and it's by the artist Rick Hassani. So without further ado, why don't we just get into our slapper of the week, Only You. Let's go.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Slapper.
In my day, you brighten my day. When I see you, I know I'll be okay. You are the one that I feel, and you know that it's real. When I think of you, I know I'll be okay. Say you.
the skies. When I look in your eyes, I believe my life is complete. Cause it's you, my love.
Sonny, slapper of the week. What you think?
That was good. It was vibey. It was very vibey. It was like, and then it was like, is that like a saxophone? What was in there? Like, I was like, what's going on here?
Sounds like a little synthy synth. But it's funny because when I heard that, I started realizing that I watched this like video breakdown of Ed Sheeran's Shape of You, and originally before they had like some part of the song, like, it's funny, it's like I'm drawing blank, it's like the only song I know word for word, but there's a part in it where they used to have like an instrument like that in the background, and they took it out to replace it with like whatever ended up being what was perfect enough for making it the number one song that year. But yeah, so that kind of reminds me of that island vibe, and it was really good. It's a vibe. So V,
we bookended this episode with brown people.
Hells yeah. I mean, and it's me peppered in there with you.
Yeah, literally.
So V, do you have any shout outs this week?
I wanted to shout out our friends at Bachelor Diversity campaign, you know, on Instagram at Batch Diversity, because they have been doing different resources roundups lately, and they included us in their Bachelor podcast anti-racism roundup, which that's a high honor, because you know we're out here, we don't shy away from the tough stuff, especially in Bachelor Nation. So just wanted to shout them out for shouting us out.
Hell yeah.
And then I wanted to shout out my friend Michaela at FitLife ATL, because she has been leading me through some workouts, because I'm, you know, it's hot girl summer is right around the corner. And my little triceps, because I've been doing like push-ups and stuff every day, my little triceps are burning off. But they're, you know, I can kick ass at a good push-up, though. Anybody who knows me knows that I give me a push-up, give me like a 200 meter raise, and I'll kick your ass. But yeah, that's about you know where I go.
Hell yeah.
From there.
Well, I want to give a couple quick shout outs. One to Zach for having us over for pizza night on Thursday.
His pizza kicks booty,
and that was a fun night. So and then also to Ray for letting me cut his hair on Friday. And
said you lined up that beard real nice.
Ooh, you know I had to do it all. And then last but not least, I want to shout out Jasmine for coming and visiting Atlanta and saying hi. And you got to meet her, so that's cool.
I hope they had a great rest of their weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I was watching their stories. It looked like they had some fun. So, all right. Well, that's pretty much it. What do we got planned for the weekend, B? Are anything in breaking news or anything that you can think?
Yeah, something that I forgot to bring up is that they announced the first Sports Illustrated swimsuit rookie is someone near and dear to your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie Maraduena from, you know, from the Vlog Squad, better known as David Dobrik's assistant.
The guy that I bought the puzzle off of. The guy that was emailing me earlier. Yeah, no, that's amazing. She is beautiful. She now dates Toddie Smith, the guy that wrote that song, Natalina, that was actually
Natalina,
a slapper of the week.
Yeah, Natalina. Yeah.
So this is incredible because, first of all, they actually just, for the first time, like she has like a booty pic on Todd's like on Valentine's Day, but a bunch of like photo dump. And one of them was like her in a bikini and like she's got like a fat booty and a crazy body. And like we always knew underneath like all the baggy clothes. But like when you see him in a bikini, I was like, I see why she's on, you know, Sports Illustrated.
I'm it's weird. I've always been a lover of the swimsuit issue. I probably behind me, which you guys can't see in my bookshelf, I have probably 3 or 4 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues from the more recent years when they've done some more like revolutionary things with like, you know, having women in like full like hijab and stuff like that, or like having, you know, I mean, Ashley Graham's like my OG, my favorite, you know, plus size model, and things like that. So it's definitely, it's always interesting to see how they are staying, you know, relevant in, you know, what could be considered a very, you know, sexist kind of medium.
I feel you. Another thing I'm kind of excited about is Dave Portnoy is making an ETF group, like, you know, on the New York Stock Exchange, and it's actually going live tomorrow, and I'm going to be putting some money in it. So if you guys like money and want to invest, it's called Buzz, BUZZ. Look it up on the ticker. And I am not a financial advisor, but I just think it's like he's very smart. I like to follow people that know the trends. You know, I'm very into Elon Musk. Dave Portnoy is like a bull when it comes to this stuff. He kind of knows business in this social media landscape world. And I'm interested in right now to see, like, we're at the beginning of like a crazy new world of money and what things are worth. There's these things called NTFs that are pretty much like digital art, and it's like being paid for with cryptocurrency. If Amazon comes out with their own coin and you can only pay with like Amazon coin or something, like the world is kind of crazy. I mean, I think they're investing in cryptocurrency and stuff right now. Money game is crazy. Never. So, you know, we got to get into, you know, this is the future. This is the future. You guys.
Bachelor.
Nice. Exactly. But just want y'all to make some money too. What are we doing on the porch this weekend since you got it all set up?
I do have it all set up. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Some mimosas on the porch on Saturday, you know?
That could be a thing. That could be a thing we do.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. I was also thinking we should do like an episode from your porch. The porch series.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Yeah. A porch. Yeah. A porch episode. Yeah. That'd be something.
That'd be cool. All right, well, you know, we got some ideas. Guys, catch us next week for episode 155. Thank you for joining us this week. Stay safe, stay positive, stay motivated.
Stay humble.
Loving, stay humble, you know, and stay looking very good like we do. Oh, and that's funny to say after stay humble. But, guys, we love you. You know what it is. This is Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
And I'm Veronica.
And we'll see you next week. Deuces.
Bye. Future Bachelor Podcast.